breaking news from everybody, and we're going to use Fox News here as our source, but Miss Pocahontas Warren herself, Elizabeth Warren, she has officially done. Thank you, Mr. Monday Musings. You are fantastic, sir. Thank you, sir. I got to keep going. Pocahontas has fired up the smoke signals, ladies and gentlemen, and we're getting confirmed reports that our smoke signal analysis tells us that Elizabeth Warren is dropped out of the race. That's right. The final hurdle, the last one for the early bird showdown between Biden and Bernie has now cleared the way. So let's go to Fox News right now and let's hear what they have to say officially about Miss Elizabeth Warren bowing out.
All right, we've got another Fox News alert. A lot of breaking news this morning, Julie. Yeah. Senator Elizabeth Warren now planning to drop out of the presidential race. That, according to the New York Times, they say that she will inform her staff of her plans later this morning.
That's right. Elizabeth Warren dropping out. Once a front runner, she was unable to basically build support, in fact, in her own home state. And so certainly
lost the state of Massachusetts.
That certainly did hurt her big time. So a lot of people, though, had called her selfish for not dropping out before Super Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Her votes could have easily helped Biden in some of those states that he lost. I mean, help Bernie Sanders,
yeah.
To those states that he lost to Biden.
And in fact, that's going to be the key moving forward here.
Yeah.
Joe Biden was able to get Amy Klobuchar on board. Beto O'Rourke, who had obviously previously dropped out, as well as Pete Buttigieg, got both Buttigieg and Klobuchar to drop out shortly before Super Tuesday and endorse him.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren stayed in, drew some votes, we believe, away from Bernie Sanders. There are analysts saying that some of those votes could have gone to Joe Biden as well. But she's more of the progressive wing, as you say, like Bernie Sanders.
So there you go, folks. That's it. And since Miss Senator Elizabeth Warren has decided to drop out, let's dust this off for one more round. As she rides off into the sunset on her horse with her firewater, thank you, Elizabeth Warren, for all for representing the Pocahontases of the world and really being the of people that don't associate them. If you're at home, you can give her a tomahawk chop. It's okay. If people are looking at you weird in the car, just understand that she is now no more. Oh, Elizabeth Warren, you provided so many beautiful memories. Who can forget this one?
Warren says her great-great-great-grandmother is Cherokee, but genealogists have yet to confirm that. Warren referenced a photo of her grandfather on her mantle as part of the family lore.
My Aunt Bee has walked by that picture at least 1,000 times, remarked that her father, my papaw, had high cheekbones like all of the Indians do, because that's how she saw it. And she said, and your mother got those same great cheekbones and I didn't. She thought this.
And that was just the first of the things that you fought, Miss Elizabeth Warren, Senator Warren, the injustice in the world that you didn't get those high cheekbones. And that you fought for all the little girls out there to show them that if you lie and you appropriate culture, you too can become a professor at Rutgers and even get to Harvard. And then you can go on those debate stages and you can try and get genealogical tests to prove that you are indeed a Native American, only to have the results prove that you are whiter than Dove soap. Oh, Elizabeth Warren, I am sad that you are leaving. Only because I won't be able to play this anymore. Of course, now you can ride back up to the state of Massachusetts to your humble teepee. Thank you, Elizabeth Warren, for all the memories. It looks like the President of the United States has decided to weigh in on what has happened to Miss Pocahontas Warren. Here it is, 7 minutes ago from the dear leader, from President Trump, Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren, who was going nowhere except into Minnie Mike's head, just dropped out of the Democratic primary 3 days too late. She cost Crazy Bernie at least Massachusetts, Minnesota, and Texas. Probably cost him the nomination. Came in third in Mass. So I'm sure that's just the first of many, many shots that the that President Trump will be taking towards their, yes, the sad Indian gifts come floweth down in the Crusader Stadium. Oh, come on, folks. We got to have fun at this lady's expense. No candidate in the field was more overhyped than Warren. Right? She tried to be Hillary 2.0, just not as charismatic. Think about that for a second. That point of time in the middle of the summer where she went to the top of the leaderboard, that was completely fabricated. Everybody's saying, she has a plan for this, she has a plan for that. Yeah, you can have a plan, but that doesn't mean anything. Legitimately, Elizabeth Warren's base was single, old, overeducated white women in suburban homes. Maybe they had one kid. Definitely like seven cats. And I was saying it throughout the campaign. Throughout the summer, into the fall. She never had any kind of, "Hi, oh, Warren, away." Very well done. She never had the ability to connect with people. Everything seems such a strain. Like she did not know how to interact with people. They didn't teach her that at any point. Let's just take President Trump for an example. President Trump is very good with people. You know, he's been in business for his whole life. You have to be good with people, at least in a conversational setting. I mean, he even sat down and he even made Kim Jong-un comfortable when they were having their meetings. Elizabeth Warren never could, and she just doesn't have that, right? There's a picture of her in the chat where she's running. She was always running somewhere. Where are you running? And then who can forget the infamous Instagram Live where she's like, "Oh, I'm going to have a beer. This is a good, delicious alcoholic beverage." Like, okay, lady, you're trying way too hard right now. Way too hard. You're just not yourself. Or maybe that is herself, and she just doesn't understand it. But she is a vile woman. She is a vile, vile woman. She called Mike Pence a dog. She always tries to be snappy and witty. She's always copying, which is not a shock for a woman who lied about her ethnicity for a long time. But Hillary's thing seemed like a good model. So she modeled her campaign after Hillary. And then Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez does Instagram Live. So Elizabeth Warren does Instagram Live. And so forth. Whoever, she was never out in front. She was never coming up with something. She always tried to do what was safe or what was proven because she had no real originality. She's a carbon copy. She is almost exactly what you would get out of a out of a liberal education, right? Out of a liberal education, you get a stiff old white woman who has no charisma, no innovation, no ideas, no motherly instincts, no femininity. And believe me, guys, people want to see some sort of femininity in a woman, especially a woman that is more, you know, in a public fray, in public setting. It's just, you know, other women recoil from a woman that doesn't embrace her femininity, and men are just like, nope, no thank you. unless you're a soy boy up in Massachusetts, but there's really, there's no way to substitute. Take Andrew Yang. I don't like the guy. I don't get why people like him. He's just like a normal dude that wanted to run for president. But he's normal. And he seems to be very good with people. And he was never going to get anywhere because of the establishment and so forth. But contrast him to Warren. Right? Warren is what the party wants to, you know, trying to push the old white woman who's accomplished in this and that. But she's only a senator in Massachusetts because it's Massachusetts. Let's be completely frank about that. She only in a blue state. In a purple state, this woman has no chance. And there's just nothing about her that's relatable. There's nothing about her that is inspiring. And when she loses her own state, which shows you that the only reason she gets reelected is because people just pull the lever for the Democrat. Doesn't matter what in Massachusetts. But yeah, that's now we are going to see from here on out. Because who's left in the race? Oh, I'm sorry, Tulsi Gabbard's still in the race. I apologize. I want to give her some credit. Yeah, way to go. That Juan Julian Castro endorsement didn't push Elizabeth Warren over the top. What a shock. But we have the matchup, which is what the Democratic establishment wanted. They want now everybody's looking, who's she gonna endorse? Who's she gonna get behind? I don't know if she can endorse Bernie Sanders after the whole, which was really the end of her campaign, the whole throwdown where she said Bernie said a woman couldn't be president and all that. Once she made that distinction between the two, once she went after Bernie, her campaign, if you notice, died out because she forced all the Bernie bros to go with her. So I don't see her. Of course, watch. I'm going to say I don't see her endorsing Bernie. She's probably going to come out and endorse Bernie this afternoon if my history of predictions stay true. But does her endorsement really carry any weight? I understand they needed Robert Francis O'Rourke in Texas because he still has pockets in the cities of people that are just dumb enough to like him. Klobuchar, obviously Minnesota. Le Bourgeois, sodomites, everybody kind of fit a role. What's the old cougar mom? Is that the role that they really need to reach out to? And remember, the Democrats have already put a woman at the vice president president spot. They did it back in the 80s. And what does the Democratic Party like to do? They like to be the party of quote-unquote progress and moments. Putting an old white lady on the stage with Bernie doesn't do anything. There's no moment there. Or putting her on the stage, maybe you put her on the ticket with Biden, but she doesn't bring anything. She can't even win her own state. Not that that would be a problem. They would be able to win it. But she doesn't bring anything to the table. So she's probably going to go back to her state. And of course, thank you, Babylon B. We'll wrap up this first segment of the Barbie. Warren returns to tribe in shame after failing to take land back from the pale faces. Yes, Elizabeth, back you go in shame.